Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Jack Voigt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. 1 out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voit scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrento for the out. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Horn hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Voit hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Lofton moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Kirby moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Lonnie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Hoyles moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 0-for-1 in the game. Voit hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Voit reaches second base with a double. Hoyles scores. Smith scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a line drive into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. Horn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John O'Donohue now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Kramer now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome is hit by the pitch. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Voit batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Voit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Voit hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Voit reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McLemore is walked intentionally. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voit scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Wayne Kirby. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Candy Maldonado batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Maldonado reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga strikes out. 1 out. Mark Williamson now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Poole now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voit scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Candy Maldonado now playing right field. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Voit is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Voit hits a fly ball into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing left field. Jack Voit now playing right field. David Segheti now playing first base. Randy Milligan pinch hits for Paul. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez pinch hits for Sam Horn. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Alan Mills now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milligan scores. Ramirez moves to third. Alomar moves to second. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez tags and scores. Alomar tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berge is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan now playing first base. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Damon Buford pinch runs for Harold Baines. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoyles bunts towards the mound. DiPoto throws to third for 1, and Espinoza throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ripken goes all the way around to score. Hoyles moves to third. 1 out. It's Orioles, 6, Indians, 6. Manny Alexander pinch runs for Chris Hoyles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Segui hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Voit is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Voit hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Segui trying to get to third. Maldonado throws the ball into Espinoza, who tags Segui for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Tackett now catching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Treadway hits a fly ball into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Manny Ramirez. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.